We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Brandon Kravitz here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. You can check out all of the latest fantasy content over at rotowire.com/pod. It'll be the best decision that you've made all day long. First and foremost, shout out to Aaron Judge for cranking out home run number 62 on the season. Absolutely incredible. And with the milestone home run now behind Judge, manager Aaron Boone suggests that the outfielder could rest today in their regular season finale. A question still looms over the availability of Jonathan Taylor and his week 5 status for the Colts. Taylor was officially listed as a non-participant in Tuesday's estimated practice report. Reports out of Indy claim that this is likely to be a game time decision for Taylor. And if he does suit up, I'd imagine that you have to keep him in your starting lineup. Just cross your fingers and hope for the best. The Broncos rank 18th in the league in total rush yards allowed, so they can be had. The Kenny Golladay era in New York really couldn't be going any worse at this point for the Giants. He has not been a healthy contributor to the team since signing as a free agent last offseason, and now Golladay has been diagnosed with an MCL sprain and isn't expected to make the trip to London for the Giants' Week 5 game against the Green Bay Packers. Hard to know who to trust among those Giants wide receivers. It's sort of a motley crew of individuals over there. Terrific news coming out of Washington. We've been covering this over the weeks here on Fantasy Bites as the Commanders designated Brian Robinson for a return to practice as of today. Robinson looked to have won the starting job at running back in the preseason before suffering gunshot wounds in a robbery attempt. Truly incredible story if he's able to come back and contribute for Washington. After optimism was growing surrounding the return of Dak Prescott, it appears as though we'll have to wait another week. Jerry Jones went on a local Dallas radio show and said that Dak Prescott's grip on the football isn't quite where it needs to be, so we can fire up another week of Cooper Rush. While many of us are scrambling to add Mike Boone to our fantasy rosters last night, the Broncos offensive coordinator said that he views Melvin Gordon as a feature back and even referenced that Mike Boone would be more of a spell option in the Broncos backfield. So if you take the coach at his word, it might not be the split backfield that we were all thinking when Javonte Williams went down. Gordon is currently ranked as running back number 22, according to RotoWire consensus. And lastly, we have a new starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett. The rookie quarterback drafted in round one is the week 5 starter on the depth chart as the Steelers get set to take on the mighty Buffalo Bills. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Use the BetMGM bonus code RotoBonus or earn a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Well, the game that we picked yesterday was postponed. Sort of a bummer there. No winner, no loser. But let's look at the college football slate tonight. A rare standalone game on Wednesday between American Athletic Conference rivals UCF and SMU. Now, much of the narrative heading into this game is going to be surrounding the players transferring from SMU. Four players, two of which haven't even played this year. So SMU should be fine in that regard. Plus, their two losses this year have come to Maryland and TCU, who have both proven to be pretty tough this year. I just think UCF has a lot to figure out offensively right now. And if SMU can put up points with Tanner Mordecai, we could be looking at a home loss for the Knights. But I'll take the points anyway. SMU +3 is the pick. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.